Welcome to another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Every Sunday morning, we go back to the days of the big bands, the jazz artists, and those wonderful singers who delighted music fans during the years from 1920 to 1960. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and please join me for the next hour for some great music from days gone by. Welcome to today's edition of I've Heard That Song Before. We opened it up with Mildred Bailey from 1937. A Thousand Dreams of You. That was written by Louis Alter and Paul Francis Webster. And Mildred, one of the finest of the swing singers of the 1930s, was accompanied by an orchestra led by her one-time husband, Red Norvo. Or one of the many recordings that Mildred made for the Columbia label in the 1930s. And we have quite a selection for you this morning of singers and musicians, some big bands, some smaller groups, and right across our time frame for the show. Well, our next recording is from a group called Wild Bill Davidson and His Commodores. And, of course, Wild Bill Davidson, one of the great trumpeters around at the time, he's joined on this one by Edmund Hall, equally great clarinetist, Vernon Brown on trombone, Eddie Condon is on guitar, Gene Schroeder with his wonderful, superb piano, Bob Casey on bass and Danny Alvin on drums. They're going to bring us a number that they recorded for the Commodore label back in 1945. It was written by Earl Hines, and it's called A Monday Date, something to look forward to tomorrow. Following Wild Bill Davidson and Friends, we're going to hear from a lovely voice, and that belongs to Ella Fitzgerald. She recorded a number of songbooks featuring the work of the great composers in the late 50s and early 60s, and it is a classic collection. We're going to hear her with one track from her George and Ira Gershwin songbook. She's accompanied by the orchestra of Nelson Riddle. They recorded it in 1959. And it's called How Long Has This Been Going On? And I think you'll have to agree that this is a particularly lovely combination. I always like Ella and the work of the Gershwin brothers. And following Ella, we will go back to 1937 to a very popular orchestra at the time, led by clarinetist Benny Goodman. And one of the great orchestras. They will be bringing us a number that they recorded. Actually, it was recorded off the air in 1937, so I believe it must have been a radio broadcast. The song is called Josephine, and it was written by Wayne King, Burke Bivens, and Gus Kahn. And we'll start out with Wild Bill Davidson, his Commodores, and A Monday Date.
Stars at bazaars, often I've had to caress men. 5 or $10, then I'd collect from all those yes men. Don't be sad, I must add that they meant no more than chessmen. Darling, can't you see? Was for charity. Though these lips have made slips, it was never really serious. Who'd have thought I'd be brought to a state that's so
thank you.
And you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. We've just been listening to Benny Goodman from 1937 with his orchestra. And the song Josephine. Before that, we heard Ella Fitzgerald with the Gershwin tune, How Long Has This Been Going On? And, you know, it's a very fine example of Ella's style. That combination of that beautifully rich voice and that wonderful timing and phrasing. We started out with Wild Bill Davidson and his Commodores from 1945 with a composition by pianist Earl Hines, the great Earl Hines, A Monday Date. And as I said, that was from 1945. We'll hear some vintage jazz. We're going to go back to 1929, which I think is 90 years ago. So these recordings were made back then in the studio with the recording techniques and equipment that was around at the time. And the recordings have lasted through many iterations and compilations, and we're happy to bring them to you this morning. We'll hear first from 1929, a group called Irving Mills and his Hotsy Totsy Gang. Now, one of the things that they did do a lot of in those days was come out with cute names for their groups, and this is one of them, the Hotsy Totsy Gang. They are bringing us a number written by Hoagy Carmichael, who was getting into his stride at that time as a songwriter. And it's possible, though I can't confirm it, that Hoagy's playing the piano on this one as well. I know he played with the Hotsy Totsy Gang from time to time. And the song is called Manhattan Rag. Then also from 1929, we'll hear the Ben Selvin Orchestra. Ben Selvin, he's not exactly a household name in terms of band leaders, but he is credited with being one of the most recorded, and that's largely due to the fact that he had a whole host of bands that he led, some under his own name, some under other names, so you can never really tell when you're listening to a recording from this time whether it's not something that Ben Selvin brought into being. He must have virtually lived in the recording studio, but full of energy. Well, we're going to hear him from 1929. With a number written by Harry Ask and Grant Clark called Am I Blue? And we'll have a lovely vocal from a then very popular vocalist, Smith Ballou. And following those two, we're going to go to 1931 to a group called the Charleston Chasers. They'll bring us a number written by Fred Alert and Roy Turk, a very famous songwriting team from the day, Walking My Baby Back Home. And this was one of those groups that sort of popped up around this time, and it had some pretty familiar names. A lot of the young musicians were sort of getting together into these groups and doing what they could to rack up the recordings. And on this particular formation of the group, we'll hear, amongst others, Charlie Teagarden on trumpet, Glenn Miller trombone, Jack Teagarden on trombone too. I'm not quite sure which of the two we'll hear, maybe both. Benny Goodman on clarinet, Arthur Shutt on piano, Dick McDonough on guitar, Harry Goodman on bass, and Gene Krupa, there's a name, on drums from 1931. And there'll be a vocal on this one brought to us by singer Paul Small. Three songs from days gone by, and we'll hear now Irving Mills and his Hotsy Totsy Gang, Manhattan Rag. Thank you.
Am I blue? Now you'd be too. If each plan with your gal done fell through. Was a time I was her only one. But now I'm the sad and lonely one. Lordy, was I gay? Till today, now she's gone and we're through. Am I blue?
We've been going way back with our most recent numbers, and that's back to 1929 and 1931. We heard from 1931 the Charleston Chasers, Walking My Baby Back Home. We heard from Benny Goodman, who was a member of the group, Glenn Miller, Charlie Teagarden, Dick McDonough, Harry Goodman and Gene Krupa, as well as Paul Small, who brought us the lyric. We started out our set with Irving Mills and his Hotsy Totsy Gang from 1929 with the Hoagy Carmichael piece Manhattan Rag. And in between, Ben Selvin and his orchestra, also from 1929, the number written by Harry Ask and Grant Clark. Smith Ballou brought us the words, and Ben Selvin and friends brought us the music to Am I Blue?
Ontario, you're making a difference to keep people safe from COVID-19, and we all need to continue our efforts to protect each other. Get tested if you're worried you may have COVID-19 or have been exposed to the virus. Practice physical distancing, stay 2 meters apart, wear a face covering when physical distancing is a challenge, and continue to wash hands frequently. Inside or out, stay safe. Save lives. Learn more at ontario.ca/coronavirus, paid for by the Government of Ontario.
And welcome back to I've Heard That Song Before. We are coming to you from the University of Ottawa, CHUO 89.1 FM. Our next group is a band, a big band, led by, I think, one of the best around at the time and afterwards, and the time being 1938. And it was led by Count Basie. In his own right, a fabulous jazz pianist, and he had some marvelous talent with his band, and they hung around, which is always a good sign of how good a band is. Folks like Lester Young and Buck Clayton, Eddie Durham. And the song the band is going to bring us this morning was written by the Count himself, along with Eddie Durham. They recorded it in 1938, and I don't really know what the origin of this song is or the title. Your guess is as good as mine, because it's called Every Tub. Then we'll go to 1945, to the gorgeous tones of Doris Day. It's one of her earlier numbers, so she's singing with the Les Brown Band at the moment. It's because she had such a long and brilliant career, it's sometimes easy to forget that Doris started out as one of the great jazz singers of the 1940s. And we will hear that this morning from 1945 with a number written by Vic Mizzi and Man Curtis called My Dreams Are Getting Better All the Time. And then to 1947, to another very famous voice, and this one belongs to Frank Sinatra. Well into his solo career, he's recording for Columbia and working a great deal with conductor and arranger Axel Stordahl. Well, they're going to bring us a song written by Hoagy Carmichael and Ned Washington, and the song is called The Nearness of You, and that'll be brought to us by Frank Sinatra. And we'll start with Count Basie and Every Tub. Thank you.
hold him tight when the moonbeams shine. My dreams are getting better all the time.
Just the nearness of you. It isn't your sweet conversation that brings this sensation. It's just the nearness of you. When you're in my arms and I feel you so close to me, all my soft lights to enchant me. If you'll only grant me the right to hold you ever so tight and to feel in the night the nearness of you.
Just a beautiful interpretation of that lovely standard written by Hoagy Carmichael and Ned Washington. And that was Frank Sinatra from the 1940s, 1947, to be precise. And some lovely orchestration there by conductor and arranger Axel Stordahl. Before that, a young Doris Day brought us the tune My Dreams Are Getting Better All the Time. And we started out with the Count Basie Orchestra and a song entitled Every Tub. And as I said, I don't know what that means. I'm sure it meant something to the band. It was written by Count Basie and Eddie Durham themselves, and they recorded it in 1938, one of the greatest of the big bands around in the 1930s and, of course, in the succeeding decades. Well, we're going to carry on now and go to 1961, to one of the finest jazz singers around at the time, and there were lots of them. This is a lady who we frequently invite into the studio on Sundays, and that's Anita O'Day. She made a lot of recordings in the 1950s and 60s for the Verve and Clef labels. On this particular one, it's a tune written by Sigmund Romberg, Lover Come Back to Me. And Anita is joined in the studio by the Johnny Mandel Orchestra. Then we're going to go back to the 1930s, in particular to 1938, to one of the great pianists and entertainers around at the time, and that was Fats Waller. Well, Fats, of course, was one of the masters of stride piano, and he was also a fine singer. And very good at organizing groups, putting across his music. And he also composed a great deal, so I often play Fats's tunes, often performed by him. In this particular occasion, on 1938, Fats is going to, and friends, I should say, are going to bring us a number written by Oscar Levant and Harold Adamson, and that's called You Had an Evening to Spare. And we'll start with Anita O'Day, Lover, Come Back to Me.
You went away, I let you. We broke the ties that bind. I wanted to forget you and leave the past behind. Still the magic of the night I met you seems to stay forever in my mind. The sky was blue and high above, moon was new, so was love. This eager heart of mine was singing, lover, where can you be? You came at last, love had its day. That day is past, you've gone away. Aching heart of mine is singing, lover, come back to me. When I remember every little thing you used to do, I'm so lonely. Every road I walk alone, I've walked along with you. No wonder I'm so lonely. The sky is blue, the night is cold, the moon is blue, but love is old. Well, I'm waiting here, this heart of mine is singing, lover, come back to me. I remember every little thing you used to do. I am so lonely. Every road I walk along with you. No wonder I am so lonely. The sky is blue, the night is cold, the moon is new, but love is old. While I'm waiting here, this heart of mine is singing, lover, come back to me. Lover, come back to me. Thank you.
listening to spy. You didn't mean to be mine. All those little and old nods under the stars was simply the well-known line. You had an evening to spy. You had romance in your eyes. What a fool I must have been to stumble right in. Listen to your little sweet lies. You made believe, oh yes you did. You meant to deceive, confess you did. You knew that I'd grieve, I guess you did. But there's gonna be a payoff, baby, wait and see. Yeah, someone will make you go boom, then leave you up in the air. Then get to run around the same as I found when you had an evening to spare.
Listening to Fats Waller from 1938 with You Had an Evening to Spare. And we started out with the beautiful Anita O'Day, Lover Come Back to Me from 1961. And you are listening to CHUO 89.1 FM. And this is I've Heard That Song Before, your weekly visit to music from days gone by. We cover mostly music starting in the 1920s and going up to the 1960s, the days of the big bands, the jazz groups, and all those marvelous singers, not to mention the wonderful songwriting efforts of the great ones. And we hear all of those this morning. Well, we have another big band coming up for you, and the year is 1937. Artie Shaw. He started out a while before this, played in a lot of small groups and lots of sessions in the studio. Around this time, he decided to start up his own band, and he had several of them. Kept starting them up, disbanding, and starting again. I'm not quite sure which one this is. It's either his first or his second. But his bands were characterized by having some of the great talent around at the day, including himself, of course, on clarinet. Artie was also very famous for his arrangements of music. Sometimes innovative, but always very well done. Very tight rhythm, and often a very lyrical quality to them as well. We're going to hear him with a Cole Porter number from the musical Rosalie. And the title is, I've Got a Strange New Rhythm in My Heart. Which could be said of a number of songs we're going to hear on this show. Artie Shaw, I've a Strange New Rhythm in My Heart. His new music from 1937 with the Cole Porter number, I've Got a Strange New Rhythm in My Heart. And I think there was a bit of a scat singing there, possibly from Hot Lips Page, I'm not sure. Everyone on Artie's recording seems to be having fun, including Artie himself with that beautiful clarinet. And you've been listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. We're almost at the end of the show, and we have one more tune for you this morning. But do stay with us. Randy is coming up with In Transition, and that's 2 hours of great jazz for you this afternoon on CHUO. We're going to hear for now from Georgia Gibbs, Wish You Were Waiting for Me, from 1945.
You see, gee, somebody's lucky. Wish you were waiting for me. Walking back and forth, kind of worried, wondering where that someone can be. Gee, that someone is lucky. Wish you were waiting for me. Your arms around me, I thrill to your touch. I see it clearly. Ah, me, I dream too much. If I only had you to run to, honest, I'd never let you go free. Gee, somebody is lucky. Wish you were waiting for me. Gee, that someone is lucky. Wish you were waiting for me. Your arms around me, I thrill to your touch. I see it clearly. Ah, me, I dream too much. For if I only had you to run to, honest, I'd never somebody's lucky. Gosh, somebody's lucky. Boy, somebody's lucky.